Paul Johnson in for Gary Doyle. It eventually ends up in our drinking water supplies. Mm-hmm. What is it? Well, it's salt, apparently. And apparently that's a very bad thing, at least in the quantity that it has been so far. And because of that, there are a few people, including here in Waterloo Region, trying to figure out a way to get less salt on the roads while at the same time keeping as much as we can drivers, commuters, and people out on the roads safe. I mean, the salt that the crews use to make the icy roads safe will eventually end up in our drinking water, but in order to lessen that amount, we got to figure out how to do it. And one of those people trying to figure that out is a man on a mission. Bob Hodgins joins us now. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Thanks for taking the time today. So let's start with how, or at least for people to get an idea about the problem with the salting, or at least the amount of the salting, and how it ends up into the drinking system.
Well, first of all, the salt that gets put down, any amount of salt that goes into the environment stays there. It gets into the water, and it moves with the water. So wherever the water goes, that's where the salt goes. And so it flows overland into streams and watercourses, or it infiltrates into the ground and gets into our groundwater, which is what contributes to well problems.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are the executive director of Smart About Salt, the Smart About Salt Council, and maybe explain what you've come up with, along with the region of Waterloo, to help curb this, as well at the same time as to make sure that we get as much salt out there as is necessary.
Yeah, the point you made in your lead-in is correct, is that salt is an important tool to help to maintain safety on roads and parking lots and sidewalks for the public. It's excessive salt use that we're trying to tackle. So there has been a lot of effort over the last decade or so to reduce the amount of salt that's being used on roads by employing a bunch of new technologies, better controllers on spreaders, the use of liquids, better overall control of the amount of material that's going down.
Mm-hmm.
What the Smart About Salt program focuses on is parking lots and sidewalks, because that area has kind of been left untouched by all of this effort to tackle the roadside. So what we do is work with the contractors that service the parking lots and sidewalks, as well as the property owners, to teach them how to use salt smarter and using just the right amount in order to do the job to maintain safety, putting it down at the right time, and keeping track of how much is actually being put down.
So I'm guessing there's a little bit of science behind the idea of how much to use and when to use it, correct?
That's correct. There's a lot of science. There's a lot of people that use salt that don't really understand how it works and why it works.
Right.
For example, it doesn't really work well below minus 10. And so we do put a lot of salt down, and it just sits there and doesn't actually work.
So, and again, I guess the key part of this from a, well, what's the problem standpoint, because people assume they're using salt. I mean, salt is salt, but it's not your average over-the-counter salt that you put on your food. This is very different stuff.
Well, actually, it is the same stuff.
The same stuff?
Pretty well. It's sodium chloride.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of new things that have been added to it to try and make it work better and work at lower temperatures. But a lot of the material that is actually being put down, particularly on parking lots and sidewalks, is just run-of-the-mill rock salt. It's sodium chloride, the same stuff you have on your table, just in bigger chunks.
So then the people would be less inclined to think that that's actually damaging to the water system.
Yeah, well, it's you know, we've all heard about low salt diets and the problem that we've had with the amount of salt that we're taking in.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So if we add this into the environment, and it not only affects groundwater, but it affects infrastructure. It decays infrastructure like bridges and parking garages and sidewalks. It affects vegetation, can affect if it gets into the water courses, it affects the biology of the streams. But the main issue in the region of Waterloo area and a lot of other areas is the effect on the groundwater.
Right. And I guess, I mean, you can certainly understand the fear from the people that are, you know, around this and the people that are doing the physical salting. And the idea behind doing the salting is that a lot of people do have a fear of the accidents that can take place if there's too much ice and snow on, as you mentioned, the pathways and the parking lots, et cetera. I mean, that's the fear, is that if these accidents take place in the parking lot of a retailer, then all of a sudden the retailer is in trouble.
That's correct. It's this fear that drives excessive salt use. There's no question about it. Nobody wants anybody to fall. Nobody wants to be sued. But we know that by using the right amount of material at the right time and being proactive and getting out there early in the storm and applying all these best practices, we can actually improve safety with less salt. And this has been recognized by the insurance company that insures the majority of these contractors that are out doing this work.
Mm-hmm.
They have actually said that they will provide a premium reduction to anybody who is certified under the Smart About Salt program because they see that it actually improves safety. We spend a lot of time teaching risk management, you know, how to properly manage the amount of water that's on the property, because that's what freezes and creates these slip-fall risks.
So,
and that's also what creates the high salt use.
So what has been the reaction to what you're trying to do? Have you talked to a number of the companies, and are they open to the idea of learning about this?
Well, we have a number of contractors that are certified so far. We have a number, even a higher number, that have indicated an intent to become certified. On our website, you can actually see that the number of groups who have said, yeah, we're going to become certified. It's just a matter of getting through the process. The uptake has been slow, but it is increasing. We have the City of Ottawa, for example, has just declared that they are going to go Smart About Salt, and they are encouraging their contractors to get into the program and their facility owners. The Region of Waterloo has already done that. Other municipalities, Go Transit, several others are gradually getting into the program.
Mm-hmm. At what point do we get into a situation where now we have to get into the regulation of this from a government standpoint? I mean, is that something that would help or hinder what you're trying to do?
Well, the push has been to do this on a voluntary basis. When I say voluntary, it's voluntary with kind of your arm twisted a little bit. Certainly, our organization is a not-for-profit organization that is strictly, you know, privately pushed with very strong support from, you know, the likes of the Region of Waterloo and Landscape Ontario and the Building Owners and Managers Association in Ottawa. These are all members who founded the Smart About Salt Council because they see the benefit of it. Well, I know that the insurance companies, like just for example, giving that incentive of a reduced premium to get into the program, that helps.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to one contractor whose insurance company, he was with a different one, actually insisted that he had to be certified in order to get insurance. So who knows, I guess, where it's coming from. But really, you know, we're all about protecting the environment. That's number one. That's why the program is there. But equally, and maybe even more importantly, is there's nothing in this program that's intended to compromise safety for the public, because we know that would be the kiss of death for the program.
Mm-hmm.
The practices that are being used, clearly people see that you can actually cut your salt use in half and actually improve your safety. One contractor has done that. So that's where we're headed.
Is salt the best product? Has it been proven to be the best product?
It's hard to say what, you know, your definition of best.
Most effective?
It's very effective, and it's very inexpensive, and it's easy to understand. People who have been working with it understand that it's not tricky, and it's readily available, and it's inexpensive.
Right.
So from that perspective,
and it's environmentally safe. To a certain extent.
Well, it isn't if it's used excessively, and
right.
That's why we have the program in place, is to use it smart.
Right.
And it really is, we talk about the five R's. It's using the right material at the right time in the right place in the right amount,
mm-hmm.
and retaining it to work. So that's what we train in our training program.
All right. So for people at home, do they have, like when they're doing something on their own sidewalks or driveways or at least their front steps, et cetera, I mean, do you recommend some form of the salt, the rock salt, to put down?
Well, there's a number of different chemicals that are available or you can buy in bags, and some of them are claimed to be more environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
I have not tried to study all of these. Many of them have the same kind of ingredients. They all have chlorides, and they're different types of chlorides. So I encourage people to read the label to see exactly what it is that they're putting down. But really, the reason we talk about salt management is we know that salt is an important tool to maintaining safety. And what we want people to do is use it smart. So apply it at the right time and apply it just enough to do the job. So for a homeowner, it's like don't wait until your driveway is all icy before you actually go and put a little bit of salt down.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're fighting against the ice, and it's going to take a lot more salt to do that. If you have a problem area where your downspout is causing a problem, redirect that water. Do something about that. Otherwise, it's going to cause problems. The other message we want to get out to the public is we live in Canada. Wear proper shoes.
Right.
A lot of the slip falls that occur because people don't wear proper footwear for the conditions. And as much as these contractors are trying to do the best job, and they don't want to create hazards out there, it's not a job that you can maintain bare pavement all the time.
Right.
And we need to, as the public, we need to do our part in wearing proper footwear and, snow tires and the like.
And if anybody wants any more information, the smartaboutsalt.com website is the best place to go?
That's correct.
Okay. Yep.
And they can get my email there, and I'm always in contact.
Awesome. Bob, thanks for this. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You have a great Christmas.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bob Hodgins, and he is the executive director of the Milton-based organization Smart About Salt Council. And the website is smartaboutsalt, all one word, .com, smartaboutsalt.com.